should you be worried that Jerry Jones is out there quoting they think he can carry the load? Because there is a secret message behind that. Are they worried Zeke won't show up? Are they worried he won't get a deal done? That makes me think Jerry is hinting at something. But people really need to calm down. And don't start worrying about Ezekiel Elliott. Is he going to play in 2019? Is he going to show up? What's going to happen? You should not start worrying until that calendar month goes from 8 to 9, August to September. Elliott does not need the full training camp to be as good as he is. He's in Cabo right now. He's working on what he needs to work on. And he'll be ready when he shows up, if he gets that deal. And that's the whole what-if situation. You, me, anybody out there can't really answer if Ezekiel Elliott's going to show up or not. Or if Jerry Jones is going to pay him the type of money he wants. And you got to remember, state income tax when it comes to NFL contracts or any NBA, MLB, etc. Those are huge when it comes to state income tax. Gurley is paid $14 million a year, right? Bear with me. Ezekiel Elliott, if he was paid $13 million a year, let's just say, Elliott would still, after taxes, would end up getting more because there's no state income tax in Texas. But there is in California. So Todd Gurley, just because his contract says on piece of paper, okay, so he gets $14 million annual a year, while Zeke gets, we're saying, $13 million a year. It looks better when you look at it and it pops up on a graphic on ESPN. But when we're talking about it in real time and we find out once that money hits the bank account of Elliott and Gurley, Elliott's taking more home. You got to remember that. Nobody really talks about the state income tax ever. I never see anybody on any major network say the state income tax is something they'll be on the lookout for. And it's not that they don't know. It's just it's not brought up because it's not the pretty thing to bring up. It's important. And I guarantee, I know the NFL agents are doing their job. I sure hope they're doing their job and letting them know that their client, just because it says $13 million annually and Gurley says $14 million, which makes him the highest paid running back, it doesn't mean Gurley's getting paid more once that money and that bling and the cash hits the bank account. That's the truth here on the Crusade Channel. That's what you have to think about. Remember Aaron Donald sat out all last year in training camp. He didn't show up until a week before the season. And what did he win? He won Defensive Player of the Year still. Elliott's won two of the last three rushing titles. The only one he didn't win is when he missed four games because of a Roger Goodell suspension. And you know what? From week five on through the regular season of that year, he had more rushing yards than anybody else from that point on. He's going to be fine. Don't freak out until you look on your MacBook or your iPhone or your computer or your calendar you have hanging up on your wall or on the fridge in your kitchen until it says September. Go mark it right now. September 1st. Zeke question mark. If you don't see him with the Cowboys in training camp by that time, that's when you could start to worry a little bit. But for now, calm down. Relax. 985-867-1774. Go ahead and call in. It's Free Phone Monday. We do Free Phone Monday and Friday on Sports Talk with Corey Clark. What do you want to talk about? What's on your mind? At 2:30, we're bringing in Tom Haley, New York Mets beat writer for the Newsday in New York. We're going to talk about this magic run the New York Mets are on. They finally lost last night after winning eight straight in a row. They're 21-7 since the All-Star break. Everybody thought they were morons for being buyers at the deadline instead of sellers, trading for Marcus Stroman from the Blue Jays. Turned out pretty well. Dak Prescott, though, staying in the Cowboys camp, because these are the biggest storylines in the NFL right now, is what are these guys going to do with these contracts? Jerry Jones has to find a way to pay Amari Cooper, Dak Prescott, and Ezekiel Elliott. And you know Dak Prescott, all the talk about should he be paid more than Carson Wentz, who's the better quarterback? And I know it's a team game, but the Eagles have some pretty good teams. Dak is 3-1 in his career when he goes head-to-head with Carson Wentz.